Today we celebrate a birthday. Today is the birthday of the most important person in the world. This person is so important that our very calendars are fixed according to this birthday. We find ourselves in the year 2009 because 2009 years ago, this birth took place. And in one sense, it's strange that we should celebrate this birthday and give it so much importance, given the humble conditions in which it took place. This child was born in a stable and laid in a feeding trough. A feeding trough served as his first crib. But we celebrate this birthday not for what this person had materially, but rather for who he was, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. It's for this reason that he is the center of all human history. And besides the humble settings in which this birth takes place, there's not much else about it that is really humdrum. It is a miraculous birth. It's a birth in which the mother maintains her maternal virginity. And also, it is accomplished without any sense of pain. The Roman Catechism explains this in a beautiful way. It says, "He is born of his mother without any diminution of her maternal virginity, just as the rays of the sun penetrate without breaking or injuring in the least the solid substance of glass, so after a like but more exalted manner did Jesus Christ come forth from his mother's womb without injury to her maternal virginity, preserving her virginal integrity inviolate. She brought forth Jesus, the Son of God, without experiencing any sense of pain." So this birth is entirely miraculous. And beyond that, there's the appearance of a multitude of angels. The angels appear to humble shepherds to announce this event and to call them to go and see and worship. Finally, there's also the miraculous appearance of a star, which leads three wise men from the east again to come and find this child and to adore. So the birthday of the Savior is a cause for great joy, a cause for great celebration. But to be honest with you, it's difficult to meditate on this mystery that we celebrate today without coming to mind the thought that thousands of children every day are not permitted a birthday due to abortion and the unjust laws that permit it. How can we meditate on the Savior's birth, on He who is life, consider that He came to give us life in abundance, without calling to mind this modern-day Holocaust? So today, it is a cause for joy. We rejoice in the Savior of the world, but at the same time, it's heart-wrenching to think of the reality that is taking place in our world today. Let's not fool ourselves either about the modern Holocaust that's taking place today in America and throughout the world. The killing of unborn children. Let's not fool ourselves about the enormity of this crime. One abortion would be too many. But instead, there are about 3,000 committed just here in America every single day, daily. This is unbelievable what is going on, what is taking place right before our eyes. And so we ask ourselves, how can such insanity take place? What in the world is the problem? And essentially, this is the problem. There is no love. There is no love. People have lost love in their hearts. The world has grown and is growing dark and cold. Jesus, the light of the world, is here born on this day. And today, about 85% of the world do not recognize the light of the world. They do not recognize the divinity of the person born in the child of Bethlehem. 85% of the world. And now I also want to say that 85% of those who do say that they believe it live as if they don't. They live as if they don't. Listen to this. According to a 2008 poll, 76% of Americans claim to be Christian. If that is the case, how on earth do we have the murdering of unborn children taking place under cover of law? That is absolutely absurd. But the fact is, as St. Alphonsus Liguori says, the greater majority of Christians are Christians in name only. He says, they are like madmen who ought to be locked up, because while professing to believe in God, in judgment, in heaven, and in hell, they live as if these things don't exist. And that's how we can explain what is taking place in our country today. No love. No love. And so the celebration of this birthday remains a mystery to many people. Oh, they may celebrate it, they may gather together with their family, they may exchange presents, but it remains something that has very little practical value in their lives. It comes and it goes, and life goes on. As today's gospel says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness did not comprehend it. And so we need to pray. We need to pray much today that people will open their minds to the truth and open their hearts to love, that they might calmly reflect on what is going on in this world, on what is going on in their own lives, and the significance of the child born at Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Misericordes, O Lord.